B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Caro's panic button on B98.5.
If you are stuck and have a problem that you just don't know how to solve it yourself, you've asked your friends, your girlfriends, they can't help you, you could always reach out to us at 404-741-0985. Let us know you want to hit the panic button. And Sophie, good morning.
Hey, guys. I got to hit the panic button.
Okay.
I'm a mother of two. I'm divorced from my ex-husband, David. We've been divorced for about a year now.
Okay.
My heart is still mending from the betrayal when David had an affair with his new, now, fiance.
Oh.
Oh, so he's getting married to the woman that he cheated on you with. Wow.
Yeah, that's messy.
Her name is Emily. It was. It was a complete messy breakup, and we, like, barely talked.
You guys have kids?
We do. We do have kids.
Oh, that's right. You said you're a mother, too. How are your kids dealing with this?
Well, we kept the kids out of the drama. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But now I have received an email from David stating that he and Emily were planning to take engagement photos, and they want to include our kids.
In their engagement photos?
Yeah, I can see the wedding photos, but engagement photos,
yeah,
is a little weird.
He's trying to imply that the kids endorse this engagement. This woman destroyed our marriage, broke my heart. I know the kids will be uncomfortable, too.
The kids don't know what happened. They don't know the circumstances behind this. They are in the dark about that. But they would be uncomfortable if they did know the truth. Like, your dad cheated with this,
yeah,
lady.
I'm torn between protecting my children, yet understanding David has a right to move on with his life, and they are our kids.
Yeah, they're his kids too, right?
Absolutely.
Well, why don't you listen to our show? We're going to ask our audience to help you out, give you some advice on what you should do. Like, you got some options here. Put your foot down.
Right.
You could tell the kids. You could threaten David to tell the kids. Who knows?
And now maybe you look like the monster if you pull the kids out.
Sophie, thank you for counting on us to solve your problem. We can understand why you hit the panic button.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, this is where you come in. If you were in this situation and your husband had cheated on you, you got divorced and then was having engagement photos with your kids and this mistress, who will always be a mistress in Sophie's eyes, what would you do? Would you just let it go? 404-741-0985.
One way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just pull it out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
That's what Sophie did. She said if it wasn't bad enough that her ex-husband David is marrying his mistress, he and the soon-to-be wife want Sophie's kids in their engagement photos.
Engagement photos.
Sophie understands that they're David's kids too, but if the kids truly knew what happened, they would not endorse Dad's new relationship.
So we'll get some advice for Sophie if you want to get in on this. 404-741-0985. Kat, Douglas County.
So I was the kid in this situation, which makes it really complicated.
That's not fair.
Definitely leave it to the kid's choice, because if he takes away, it's like, what do? You know, you don't want to set your kids up for failure later. So I would always suggest, like, ask your kids, be straight up with your kids, because they're going to find out one way or another.
Thanks, Kat. Tracy and Cumming?
I would say, sure, you can have the kids in your engagement photos as soon as you tell them why we're not together anymore. I don't know how old the kids are, but at some point, they're going to find out one way or the other what happened. So
right.
If he really, really wants those children in those photos, sure, but you're going to tell them what you did to their mother and let them decide. Yeah.
I will say the kids, I think, are too young to find out about this now, but I love that. Give Dad the choice. Do you want to do this?
The
is how important is this to you?
Yeah.
And let him see the disappointment in their eyes.
Appreciate you. You want to join the conversation? 404-741-0985.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Sophie got her heart broken by her husband, David. He cheated on her, and now David's marrying the mistress. And the mistress and David are like, hey, we want your kids in our engagement photos, not wedding photos, engagement photos, Kara.
Wow. Wow.
We are getting a lot of people who have been in this situation helping us out at 404-741-0985. Good morning.
I had the same situation. My ex wanted my children in his wedding with the mistress, and I denied it. And I think later on, maybe I should have. I took something away that they can't get back as far as photos go.
Mm.
But, you know, the children turned out fine. They had a happy marriage for a while, and now me and her are best of friends.
Oh, cool. Wow.
But that was for the actual wedding, for the actual marriage. This is just their engagement photos.
Yeah. Karma comes around, and that's coming from her. Mm. I said, well, you asked for it, you got it, Toya. You know?
And as for you, it's cool that you're friends with his mistress now.
Oh, yeah. They had a child together before me and him did while he was my husband. And I treat that boy just like he's my son.
You've got the patience of Mother Teresa.
Really? Dude, you've got stories that could make it onto Springer and Maury on the same day.
That's right.
Hey, Veronica in Loganville, what do you say?
So do not tell the kids, because that's just putting that hurt onto them. I was 12 when this, as a child of my dad doing the same thing. And I think if they got a mediator in, like a pastor, to talk with both her and her ex, how to handle that situation, because the kids will find out, and it's going to hurt them. And there's consequences of what you do now years later.
Yeah, Sophie's got this little piece of leverage that she could drop this bomb on her kids whenever she wants to, but you're saying it would not be right for the kids. It would do damage to
them. And she doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to do that. She is such a good mom for doing that. My mom did not tell me. And don't use children as weapons.
Right.
Let me tell you, 20 years after my dad's death, his thing on the side was still contacting me, trying to be friends, and I was still bitter.
Yeah.
And I held on to that hate and anger. Don't put that on the kids. I think a mediator to help them navigate this, a pastor, a neutral party would be a good option. It's not about drama. It's about doing the right thing for those children.
Yeah, this is such a sensitive time for those kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they are going through a lot without knowing that dad was having an affair. Like, let's just hope that they have a good relationship with this lady and that they got a great stepmom.
Right.
And that eventually, I mean, Lisa and Gainesville called a minute ago. I mean, hopefully everybody comes together. And I know right now there's so many emotions that are playing into this. And so time will heal a lot of this.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting saying that she needs to just put her big girl panties on and let the kids be involved in the photo and be the bigger person and try and bring this family together.
But it'd be a lot more fun to push the mistress down a flight of stairs real quick.
Oh, gosh.
More fun. David is, for shame on him for putting her in any of
yeah, no kidding.
In this position. So thank you so much for helping Sophie out.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 8:25. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine, glorious, glorious sunshine. I have 81 today, 82 tomorrow, some showers, thunderstorms on Saturday. It's 52 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who that surprising celebrity is that's being accused of mom shaming in just a second. But I love having a local to cheer for on these reality competition TV shows.
Okay.
Monday night during the fifth round of blind auditions on The Voice, 32-year-old Kate Martin from Atlanta stunned the coaches.
You know it's not the same.
She did a different interpretation of that song.
You're not the only one. All four judges turned their chair for her. She ultimately went to Team Kelly, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, so she sounds a little bit like Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
She's just super talented. That voice is there. That's cool.
Yes, so keep an eye out for Kate Martin. She's going to be on Team Kelly, like I said. We're going to have to vote and cheer for this girl.
All right, so that's the voice.
That's the voice.
Okay.
Now, speaking of singing competitions,
yes.
You know, there's a fine line between pushing someone to be better and being a straight-up bully. And it was on full display on American Idol. A young woman named Sarah Beth got mom-shamed by Katy Perry. Here's what started it all.
My name is Sarah Beth, and I'm 25, and I'm from California.
You cannot be 25. What are you saying?
This... I have three kids, so that's like...
Get what? Away from here. What are you saying?
You okay, Katie?
Nope.
It's okay.
If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Three kids.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
No.
You know.
And that was at the very beginning of this young woman's audition. So she sang one song. Katie was really hard on her during the audition, said it wasn't enough, that wasn't her dream. So then she sang another song, and then they let her through, gave her a golden ticket. But Sarah Beth recently responded to Katy Perry's bad joke.
I think that women supporting and uplifting other women is so cool. And I think that mom shaming is super lame. And I think that it's hard enough to be a mom, and it's hard enough to be a woman. Keep loving your babies. Nobody deserves to feel crappy about that. Like, I mean,
what would have been wrong with, like, wow, 25, three kids, how do you do it all?
Right.
Instead
exactly.
of you've been laying on the table too much.
Well, and you know, Katy Perry was just trying to be extra and
sure.
funny. It was supposed to be a joke, but it definitely fell on deaf ears. And Katy Perry's a mom herself. So
right.
for her to kind of throw a jab in there like that is uncalled for.
And good for this. What was her name?
Sarah Beth.
Sarah. Good for her for making this an issue. And she made it to Hollywood. It's not like I looked up, like, did she make it to Hollywood? Because I could see somebody having sour grapes. They didn't make it to Hollywood. They're disappointed.
Right, right.
But now she's going to have to be judged by Katy Perry.
Exactly.
It's very brave of her.
And it'll be interesting to see if Katy response
addresses,
to
yes.
the, you know.
Was that particular show last night, was that recorded a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
the
so
auditions were recorded.
It had time to get edited?
Mm-hmm.
They left that in there?
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody against her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This is pretty good publicity for American
sure,
Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it, though, that one of your major judges is mom-shaming a young woman? I don't think that's
cool. No, it's not great, but let's see how the ratings are
right.
when she apologizes. Like, this gets them in front of everybody.
True.
Evil geniuses.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Wendy and Sandy Springs.
Good morning.
Could you?
Hello.
Is the radio turned on?
No.
Okay.
There's just 400 kids in the car.
I mean, are you driving a bus right now?
Yes, and the kid is holding the phone, and they were my dollars.
All right.
Oh, this is legit.
I was like, this is next level distracted driving. Can you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I'm out of here, you guys. Good luck.
47 kids just kicked you out of the studio.
All right. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. Then we'll bring her back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you the $100. And, of course, the John Mayer ticket's on the line as well. Question number one. Katy Perry's being called out for mom-shaming a contestant on American Idol. Can you name one of the original American Idol judges?
Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson.
Yep, that's good. You only needed one.
Good.
Yep.
Question two. Jennifer Aniston said she used to party at Cher's house when she was in high school. Which two friends lived across the hall from Monica and Rachel?
Anybody know?
Those kids don't know.
All right, that's fine.
Question number three. Braves open the season 1 week from today on the road in Washington. What is the name of the bank that sponsors the stadium where the Braves play?
Truist.
Number four, Lindsay Lohan tops a long list of celebrities who are being sued for improperly promoting cryptocurrency. Who played Lindsay's dad in The Parent Trap?
Who played Lindsay Dad in the Parent Trap? Anybody
Again,
know?
There's no way.
No.
They weren't even thought of when that movie came
out. Number five. New survey says 220 million Americans plan to travel this summer. How many terminals are there at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport?
How many terminals? Two.
It's like the Price is Right happening in there. Bringing Kara back in. Final answer, two.
Yeah, all right. So Wendy and Sandy Springs, with her gaggle of children, struggled a little bit. We'll see what happens. Oh, the questions are tough.
All right. Kara making her way back in, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Name one of the original American Idol judges.
Paula Abdul.
All right. So Wendy said Simon Cowell, 1-1.
Question number two. Which two friends lived across the hall from Monica and Rachel?
Joey and Chandler.
Wendy slipped up there. It's 2-1.
Number three. What bank sponsors the stadium where the Braves play?
Truist.
Okay, every single sixth grade boy in Wendy's bus got that right. All right, it's 3-2.
Number four. Who played Lindsay Lohan's dad in The Parent Trap?
Dennis Quaid. But we were looking for Art. Hey, it's 3-2 still.
Finally, number five. How many terminals are there at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport?
Oh, geez. Seven?
Wow. T, A, B, C, D, E, F. Seven is the right answer.
Oh, each of those is a terminal? I thought it was like north, south, and maybe international for the third.
Yeah. Nope. Seven is what we were looking for. All right. Final score is 4-2. Wendy and Sandy Springs and Bus 87. Are you guys smarter than Kara?
No. But shout out to Epstein. Dumbbody Bus.
No cash, but you're going to go see John Mayer solo tour, State Farm Arena. It's sold out March 27th.
Sounds good. Thank you. We tried. The Trinity is 3 months.
You guys call anytime. That was fun. Have a great day at school, kids.
Thank you. Thank you. We enjoyed you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Keith is on the phone. You had an employee that was sort of new to the workforce, very young, that you fired?
Yeah, I did. Her name is Amber, and I hired her right out of college.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is she asked way too many questions.
Isn't it good for people to be inquisitive? And
I do want my employees to ask questions if they have them, but they need to be limited to work. She started asking questions and looking for advice from finances to boyfriends.
She was asking her boss about boyfriend and relationship
stuff. That's crossing
stuff.
The line.
Weird.
She actually brought up relationship and boyfriend issues a lot.
But don't you, at the same time as a boss, you need to kind of manage that? Pull her aside, say, you're not supposed to ask those kinds of questions.
Right. That's not how we need do to, things.
Yeah. You fired her without warning?
It just started to seem like she was doing it to gauge my interest. Like, she had a crush on me.
Oh.
She was bringing up boyfriends and stuff to see
being
if, like...
flirty, kind of digging for info.
And it just crossed the line, and I just needed to let her go.
You said in your email that you were having second thoughts after you saw some posts that she made on Instagram.
Yeah. A couple weeks later, I'm on social media and I see she's been sleeping on people's couches and pretty much not able to pay her bills.
Oh, man. And that's, you fired her.
That definitely made me feel terrible. And I started to realize that maybe I could have handled it better.
How is that?
I probably could have just told her to keep it professional and leave out all the personal issues.
Yeah,
you know?
Give her a warning. Manage like a manager is supposed to be.
Yeah, but if you're in an uncomfortable situation and somebody, a coworker, is coming on to you, the last thing you want to do is get into that. Sometimes it's easier
just cut ties.
Cut ties
fire
and
them?
Move along.
George's at will. You're gone.
Yep. Yeah.
But it turns out that Keith actually has a heart and saw that she's sofa surfing and said, I need to step in. And what, are you going to offer her job back?
I'm just hoping we can just call her up and ask for forgiveness and see if she can come back to work.
Well, this should be easy then. Why don't you sit tight? We're going to get Amber on the phone and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to her and see if we can get her to forgive you. Okay.
All right.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on
B98.5. We're just talking to Keith. He said he hired this young lady named Amber. She was fresh out of college, asked way too many questions. Sound familiar, Drex? And the questions that she was asking were very personal, kind of felt like, Keith, that she was hitting on you.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for her to pick up. She won't know you're on the line, and we're going to see if she can forgive you for firing her, because you noticed that she's been sleeping on the couch lately. Jeez. From her Instagram posts.
Hello.
Hey, Amber. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Oh, my God. Stop.
Stop what?
No cap. Tad, Drex, and Kara are calling me?
I have no clue what
no
language.
Caps.
No cap.
We were calling because we heard you got fired from your job.
Yeah, it sucks because, like, I like that place, and my boss is the best.
Well, just curious, is there a chance you had a little thing for him, maybe?
Like, interested romantically, maybe?
Ew, gross. He was like my dad. You know, he's like a dad to me. I called him my work dad all the time.
Okay, so there's no attraction there, then. Okay.
All right, before you say things like, ew, gross, we want to let you know that your former boss, Keith, is on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and he wanted forgiveness for firing you and see if you'd come back to work.
Dad?
Please stop calling me that. I'm not your dad or your work dad. I'm not even that much older than you.
Okay, Boomer, you're like my dad's age.
Amber, how old is your dad?
He's old. He's like 45.
Oh my gosh.
45. Newsflash, 45 is not old.
And not to mention, I'm 28.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Whatever. So, like, can I have my job back?
Yes, we would like you to come back. But let's just keep the conversations between you and I about work. You got to stop with all that dad stuff. Come on.
What about, like, Dad Lanta?
Who's Dad Lanta?
You. It's a nickname. I just came up with it. Dad and Atlanta. Dad Lanta.
Oh, this is
good. Dad in Atlanta is Dad Lanta. It could be a nice little compromise.
Well, Keith did notice that you were sleeping on couches. I guess you guys are Instagram friends, and he saw that you've been staying at friends' houses and was feeling bad and is hoping that maybe you guys can have a normal boss-employee relationship. Are you for that, Amber? You stop calling him daddy?
I'm totally for that. If that will make him more comfortable, it was just, I don't know, I thought it was cute. I'll call you Keith.
Call me Mr.
Okay, Mr.
Amber, do you forgive Keith for firing you?
Yeah, I don't want to be sleeping on couches anymore.
Amen to that.
See ya at work tomorrow, Daddy.
Oh, no. Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.